fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John Morris Show on Sunday, the 23rd day of December 2007. Welcome back. We've been talking about preparedness. We've been talking about skills, starting with spiritual preparedness, the absolutely most essential and most foundational thing that you could ever do is to get your spiritual life squared away. We've got a couple of callers on hold. The call number is 800-313-9443. We're going straight to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Graybeard.
We got golf. The young man, you was too fast on the draw for me to get the name of that first gas mask company down. I've got a hearing impairment, so you'll have to speak slowly.
Okay.
I'll think.
Since we got a whole new audience at the second hour, I had some inquiries or an inquiry last week about gas masks. And I've got a couple of vendors. They offer professional-grade gas masks at reasonable prices. The first one is Brigade Quartermasters.
Brigade Quartermasters? Yes,
Brigade, yeah. And here's their website, Action Gear. Real simple, actiongear.com.
Actiongear.com.
And the other one is a law enforcement supplier. I've bought a number of items from these people over the years, and they're Galls, G-A-L-L-S.
I got that one. Yeah, that was, what was that, Brigade what?
Brigade Quartermasters. They've been around a lot of years also. I've done some business with them over the years. They're good people to deal with.
I'm developing a CNB section in my survival manual, and I thought these would be too good sources to put in that section.
Well, as I said, Graybeard, you want to stay away from these military issue gas masks. They'll just get you killed is all they'll do.
Yeah, you know, I worked at Lowe's and they had masks that you could you hold me over? I hear the music.
Hold over. Yeah, we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 23rd of December, 2007. Before we get back to our caller, there's a special announcement here. Jim McCanny's his last show of the year. It's coming Thursday, the 27th. He's promoting it as a special show. He's not revealing the topic yet. There's a link from my website to Jim's. My website is thelibertyman.com. Professor McCanny is one of the three authors that I highly recommend if you really want to understand what's going on now and in the not-too-distant future with Earth changes, as we come to call it. So be sure to tune in to Jim McCanny's radio show this coming Thursday evening, the 27th. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and there's a link there to get to Jim's website and all the details about how to listen to his show. Graybeard, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You're telling us about working at Lowe's.
It was a semi-retirement job at Lowe's, and they had industrial masks with the screw-on canisters, and the ones that had the purple label were quite expensive, but I don't know exactly what all they filter out. Now, do these military-style type ones, do they handle viruses and all that other stuff?
Well, they do, Gary, but here's the problem. You can't change the filter without taking off the mask.
Yeah.
And that'll kill you, quite frankly. That will kill you.
Are they screw-on type canisters?
The military ones I've seen haven't been. Now, some of these Russian ones are, but I don't like the quality. The Russian masks are very poor quality, in my opinion, and the Israeli gas masks are basically copies of the Russian ones. The good quality American commercial gas masks are really what you want. You got a better field of view. You can customize the filters to filter what you want them to filter. There's literally a dozen or more different filters that you can screw onto these masks, and you need to do your homework and figure out what you want to protect yourself against and get the right filter for the right mask.
Okay.
On
EMT training, would a good reference book be a Red Cross training manual? Would be a start?
It would be a start, and there's, I don't know which training manual you're referring to. The Red Cross has lots of publications. But that's, yeah, it'd certainly be better than nothing. And
they have a first aid manual, which would, I guess,
first
be
aid manual. I would, the Red Cross first aid manual, I would consider entry level. It would stop the bleeding, clear the airway, treat for shock. It's your basic stuff, which is good. It's better than nothing. It's a good start.
What do you know the name of a book that would be more advanced that one might reference to?
I don't have those books here in front of me.
Okay.
as far as titles, I would suggest going to
EMT training school.
As far as publications, Paladin is a good place for publications, and I would say Paladin Press. You can find a number of good medical related books.
Yeah, they got a lot of kind of books, don't they?
They do, absolutely.
All right, thank you very much, John.
Thank you,
we
appreciate it. And we've got David from Texas. David, you there, sir?
Oh, hello?
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you about the scanners you've talked about in the past. One that would be a continuous band, preferably one that would have from the lowest hertz to the maximum gigahertz, some kind of thing that maybe would be hard to get, because I know a lot of the scanners that you can get here in the United States are, they have the blocked, you know, they block out certain frequencies, but I want one that's continuous.
Well, actually, that's become passe also. The frequency that's blocked is cell phone frequency.
Yeah, but nobody uses 800 megahertz for cell phones
anymore. All the cell phone transmissions are now encrypted, so it wouldn't do you any good anyway.
Right. Yeah, I just want one that's a continuous band. I know in Germany you can get them, but something maybe I could get here?
Well, you're going to find block frequencies on most of these scanners. And that's just a given.
Well, that's fine. There's ways around that. But,
well,
I mean, what would you suggest?
I would suggest joining your local ham club. And frequently the ham clubs will have two or three or more men and sometimes women who are very, very interested in scanning.
Okay.
And it's their hobby. It's their passion. They don't watch football or baseball. They deal with their scanners. And men and women like that, where it's their passion, they will know all the little tricks to get around the blocked scanners. Now,
I know how to do that, too. I understand.
Well, good.
But what would you suggest is the best one that you can get? And then
I like the two brands I really like are
Uniden.
Uniden is really good, and ICOM. Uniden and ICOM are the two really good ones. There's others that are pretty good. Radio Shacks aren't bad. You could do worse than Radio Shack, as long as you recognize your limitations and work within them.
Right. I understand.
But a high end trunking scanner from Radio Shack is not a bad piece of equipment, quite frankly.
Really? Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's all I wanted, John Martin. Thank you for your show, and I listen to you every Sunday.
Thank you, Dave. We appreciate it. Once you get away from the cities, you find a lot more people with scanners. It seems like people want to know what's going on in the neighborhood, and they do know because they have their scanners. John in Florida, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. I don't remember exactly, but James McKinney was on. He spoke about like a month ago about yesterday all the planets were going to be in perfect alignment on the 22nd of December.
All right.
I didn't see anything happen, but we had the, I swear, it was like the calm before the storm. It was the nicest day. There wasn't a cloud in the sky, and then last night it, you know, it got real cloudy. But then, so we wouldn't have been able to see anything, you know, with a telescope if we were looking up.
Well, I haven't reviewed worldwide weather patterns for the last 24 hours myself. What these alignments do is affect the electrical energy in our solar system and in our Earth atmosphere also. And it can also affect seismic events and volcanism and things like that. Whether there's any spikes in those activities, I'm not prepared to say because I haven't done my homework on that. But Professor McKinney knows as a scientist that when these alignments happen, that there's a much greater likelihood of these things taking place.
So he's got a radio show Thursday. You say he's going to be on the radio?
There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. You go to my links section, and he's near the bottom of all the links. Every Thursday evening, he does a live program with no advertisements, and he's been doing it for years. That's what he does.
I like to hear that, actually, because he may be talking about yesterday, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure he will. In all likelihood, he will. Plus, all his shows are archived, and you can listen to several years' worth of archives if you choose to.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, John. We appreciate it. And we've got Patrick from Utah. Are you there, Patrick?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, John, how you doing?
Good.
I'm Pat from Utah, and on this gas mask thing, I've been doing a lot of preparedness in regards to this matter. In your Cheaper Than Dirt magazine and Sportsman's Guide, besides the cheek filter mask, which they have a 101 M10 gas mask that's biological and all that, from Czechoslovakia, which is a good mask. I've got some myself. But they also have the Israeli canister mask. They've got a NATO side mount canister mask, and all these are really reasonable. We're looking at $44 the mask with a filter, and about $9 per canister for additionals. You can also get some protective coveralls there for biological. And again, these are all the reason I'm calling. These are all basically something the average guy can afford.
That's true.
Yeah,
you need to be sure you get a stock. Those little canister filters are only good for a few hours. I think 4 to 6 hours, if I remember right. And you need to have a good stock of those. And here's what you know. It depends on how it's engineered. If it's engineered, if the mask is engineered so that there's a valve that closes when you unscrew one and screw on the other, you'd be in good shape. As long as you're exhaling through a different valve, that probably wouldn't be an issue. Just don't inhale when you're changing filters. That would kill you.
I agree.
A gas mask is not a fun thing to train with or wear or anything else. They're hot. They're uncomfortable, and it's so forth. But you need to practice whatever mask you choose to go with. Make sure you got plenty of extra filters and you practice using this thing around a campfire or someplace where you can know if you're getting anything inside it or not.
Yeah, definitely fit it and test it and try not to crush it where you lose the form to your face. But you can, just an add-on here, for the changing of the mask, at the price of these masks, you can get the cheek filter style mask, which give you the longer duration before change. If you can build yourself an isolation chamber, and I mean literally a plastic bag, or an area where you can confine yourself to change your external wear as well, you can go in, and these masks are cheap enough to where the donning of the mask will just take seconds, because basically what you're going to do is take the one mask off and put another mask on. And the price
of
these,
that would be one way to resolve the filter changing dilemma, wouldn't it?
Yes, and it's basically, especially for biological warfare. But these masks, again, at Buyers Club are $18, and
okay,
this is for the cheek filter style.
Thank you, Patrick. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay, break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 23rd day of December 2007. Welcome back. Talking about earlier about Freeze-Dry Guy, and it's always good to catch up with him. I talked to him earlier today, and we got caught up on some of our personal matters we're dealing with. We talk a lot about freeze-dried food and long-term storage food in the Patriot community and on Patriot Radio. There's lots of options, and as far as I know, they're all good in terms of quality, in terms of delivery. The difference is price. The difference is shipping included. And that's where Freeze-Dry Guy stands head and shoulders above the rest, because of his pricing and because shipping is included. That makes a huge difference when you're buying bulky, heavy items, pricing and shipping included. His toll-free number is 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. Website's pretty simple, freezedryguy.com, and check it out. We got a short week this week. We'll probably be taking orders tomorrow for at least part of the day. Most businesses are open, and then later in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can get in touch with them and get what you need to get caught up in your preparedness situation for you and your loved ones. FreezeDryGuy.com. My website is The Liberty Man. You can see my photograph, read my bio, see the unique products that only I offer, and you can see the not-so-unique products. But, well, steam engines are pretty unique. I do offer Mike Brown steam engines, less expensive than he sells them for. That's our agreement between the two of us. If you want to have all the electricity you ever wanted at one-third to one-fourth the cost of solar, this is definitely what you need to look at. As long as you got something to burn, it doesn't matter what. Most people will be using wood. You could use coal. You could use dried-out cow chips if you're out there in Montana, I guess. You can have electricity and all the domestic water you ever dreamed of. Steam engines, pretty neat. Plus travel, discount travel, tours, cruises, all that stuff. People still do that stuff. My article, No Need for Panic. From the emails I'm getting, there's still a lot of you out there who haven't got it yet. I need to get it. No Need for Panic. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com. We make it as painless as possible to get this material. I take MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, PayPal. I have people mail me checks in the mail and so forth, money orders. Just get it. Get this article. I can't afford to just be mailing it out without people paying for it. I'm not in that kind of financial position. That's $5 you might ever spend in your life. Could save your life. So you check it out. The call number here at Republic is 800-313-9443. Beginning of the first hour, I was talking about food and what's going on with food. Prices are growing up. Prices are growing up dramatically. And we're just at the beginning of it. And inventories are down. We have the same amount of wheat in storage that we had in 1980 with nearly twice as many people. I found that rather disturbing. Certainly got my attention. Price of corn, price of soybeans, it's all going up. A lot of pressure on corn prices because of all the ethanol production that's taking place, which, by the way, Congress is mandating a doubling of methanol production from corn. It'll be tripled or quadrupled if you throw in the other methods they're going to use to make ethanol. But they're going to double the production just from corn alone. That'll put a lot more pressure on pricing. And make long-term storage from freeze-dry guy even more feasible. Because he has to, you know, he gets his food from his suppliers, and it's all part of the same system. That could be money in the bank. In fact, it may be better than money in the bank. The way the dollar is going, food that's put up and ready to go for 20 years or more, which is pretty typical for Mountain House and some of these other high-quality foods, they will hold their value and increase in value compared to the dollar as the dollar continues to decline. You can count on that. Let's talk about communications a little bit. We touched on it a couple of times, people talking about scanners. And I know most of you out there have very rudimentary understanding of communications, very rudimentary. And that's okay. I don't expect you to know a whole lot. I do have a book cover, and I'll talk about this book when I come back from the break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 23rd of December, 2001. Before the break, I was talking a little bit about communications and a specific book that I've gone to some trouble to get a case of them and offer them on my website. The title of the book is Guide to Emergency Survival Communications. I've interviewed the author several times. In fact, he's probably listening right now, one of the co-authors. Great guy. He's lived a lot of life. And you can tell, just reading the first three pages, the passion that this man has about this topic. He knows, as I know, the consequences of not being prepared. And he's seen violent death as I've seen violent death. It's not a fun thing. For people like myself, war is not 2 hours in an air-conditioned room with a bag of popcorn. War is the sights, sounds, and smells of violent death and the human misery and suffering that goes with it. Most of us observe what happened with Hurricane Katrina in the comfort of our homes on color televisions. Being part of Hurricane Katrina, though, was something far, far different. It was absolutely a battle zone. Absolutely. And as always, the ham radio operators came through in the pinch, and they gave us what we needed to know to help make things right and make things better. I got a note from Freeze-Dry Guy here about a book. I'm familiar with this book, Ditch Medicine by Mr. Coffey, Hugh L. Coffey, available at Paladin Press. He recommends Ditch Medicine, and I recommend Ditch Medicine. That's D-I-T-C-H, Delta, India, Tango, Charlie Hotel, Ditch Medicine, available at Paladin Press. He mentions he picked up a copy recently at Fort Meade, which we'll have to talk about that. Fort Meade's kind of a very special place where a lot of interesting things go on. Anyway, getting back to communications. I know it's maybe it sounds like a broken record, and it's something that we all need to know. Preteen boys and girls routinely pass ham radio license and get their ham radio licenses, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. I'll be working with my grandson this coming summer on his ham license. He doesn't know it yet, but it'll be fun. It'll be a fun project with Grandma and Grandpa to do that. And I encourage all of you and urge you to consider that. Getting those skills and getting the equipment and learning how this equipment works. It can be quite complex, actually, but it breaks down into simple components. And this book that I offer on my website, Guide to Emergency Survival Communications, is written in layman's language. You don't have to be an engineer to understand what they're talking about. You don't have to have the expertise or the technical language of an engineer to read the book and get what you need to get out of it, to get yourself set up so you can monitor the emergency frequencies and talk to your friends and loved ones. I monitor several frequencies when I'm out on the road. I monitor channel 19 on the Citizens Band, the truckers, and I monitor various emergency frequencies on my scanner as I'm going down the highway so I can hear about the careless and imprudent drivers or the wrong way drivers or the construction up ahead so I can get off the highway and bypass it and not be caught in a 3 or 4 mile, 5 mile traffic jam. And that's just routine life. That's not an emergency. That's just routine life. Of course, if you're on the interstate highway and there's a careless and imprudent driver or a drunk driver, it can become an emergency real quick. And if you monitor the frequencies, you'll get a description of the drunk driver, vehicle, the color of the vehicle, the license plate, the direction of travel, the road that it's on. That's all very helpful information, in my opinion, and I like having it because it gives me a heads up on what's going on, and I can be on the lookout for it and avoid it. It's a good thing. That's a real good thing. I've seen wrong-way drivers on the interstate highway. I've seen them twice in my 40-plus years of driving. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that next to being in combat, it's one of the scariest things you'll ever see. Somebody driving the wrong way on an interstate highway. It is absolutely one of the scariest things you'll ever see. All the more reason to have radio equipment that gives you a heads up on people that shouldn't be on the road. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check it out. And the call number here is 800-313-9443. Let's talk a little bit about health. A simple thing that I do, and you hear these Berkey water filters promoted, and they're excellent water filters. I try to drink 32 ounces of filtered water with sea salt. I put 1/2 teaspoon per quart. That's one full teaspoon for 32 ounces, I believe. Is that right? No, it's 1/2 teaspoon for 32 ounces, excuse me. And one full teaspoon for 64 ounces. We'll get that right. We don't want you to use really salty water. At the ratio of 1/2 teaspoon for 32 ounces, the water does not taste salty. And sea salt has a lot of minerals in there that are just good, healthy things for you to have. So it's difficult to do that when you're out and about working on a job or making appointments. It's difficult to consume that much water. At least it is for me. Whatever opportunity I consume that water. There's lots of products for sale out there. I do not recommend anybody go to any grocery store or pharmacy and buy vitamins or supplements, because I know what's good, and typically what you see at most pharmacies and most grocery stores are these products come from the petrochemical industry. What they call vitamin C, I wouldn't call vitamin C. It's a component to vitamin C. Ascorbic acid is like the shell of an egg. It's part of the egg, but it's not the egg. What I recommend is people find a chiropractor, some kind of doctor who specializes in nutrition. Most medical doctors don't specialize in nutrition. A lot of chiropractors do. And go through a diagnostics to find out what you need. There's lots of good supplements out there, but self-diagnosis is not a wise thing. Self-diagnosis is not a wise thing. You're far better off to get professional diagnostics from someone specializing in nutrition. They can recommend what to take, how much to take, and how frequently to take it, as opposed to you're guessing what you need, guessing how much you need, and guessing how frequently you take it. That's a huge difference. It's a massive difference. Now, a doctor, a chiropractor specializing in nutrition, they may have diagnostic procedures to test what you think might be good for you. If you bring it in, it might be a particular brand of bread, for example, or a grain product that you like to consume, a cereal, for example. They may have diagnostic procedures to test that. I know my chiropractor does, and I found it very helpful, and I would not give up what I have access to, not voluntarily anyway. So while there might be lots of good products out there that do what they claim to do, how do you know if you need them at all? How do you know how much to take? And how do you know how frequently to take it? Unless you go through diagnostics with a professional. How do you know that? I don't. I know more about nutrition than most non-healthcare professionals. I wouldn't even attempt to do that. I wouldn't even attempt to. Not a wise thing. Anyway, the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And the email address, if you want to email a question in, is jrliberty2001@yahoo.com. jrliberty2001@yahoo.com. And we've had some requests to do the email thing live on the air. We're attempting it this show. Freeze Dry Guy is the only one person that sent me an email so far, and that's great. I'm glad to get an email. Haven't got any from Australia or New Zealand or Scandinavia yet, but I know we've got listeners out there. So go ahead and get those emails in. I just refreshed my screen to see if we got anything new coming in here. And here it comes. And no, we don't. No new email. It's okay. I don't mind at all. I'll be looking at my communications equipment over the next couple of days. I'm going to have some downtime. Looking at making sure my batteries are properly charged up. I use nickel metal hydride batteries these days. The old NiCads are passe, quite frankly. I still have some in inventory, but I'm quickly changing out all my batteries to nickel metal hydride. They're far better hold, and they don't develop a memory, which is what the NiCads are known for, unfortunately. I'll be looking at the batteries in my cordless telephones. I'll be looking at my scanner. I'm setting up the scanner in my primary transportation, looking at a Uniden scanner. I've already got the antenna installed. I've got a space on my equipment rack in the Lincoln to put it in there. In fact, I'm getting more work done on the line in terms of some other emergency equipment in the next week or so when the technician I'm working with takes delivery on this emergency equipment. Preparedness is a way of life for me. I know it's a way of life for many of you out there. And I'm never satisfied with what I've done. I'm always looking for ways to improve what I have, to better maintain what I've got, acquire new skills. It's an ongoing, never-ending process. Finding new books help me learn about something I'm not aware of or improve something I think I already know a little bit about. Joining new organizations, subscribing to new publications. It just goes on and on and on. There is no end to it. There shouldn't be anyway. I subscribe to Scanning Magazine, for example. Scanning Magazine keeps me up to date on all the latest and greatest when it comes to equipment and techniques and frequencies. They're always publishing new frequencies in their publication. That's just one example. I review various blogs. One of my favorite blogs is James Wesley Rawls and survivalblog.com. Excellent, excellent resource. I've interviewed Jim Rawls before and look forward to interviewing him again. I do need to get a case of his books, Patriots Surviving the Common Collapse, and inventory those so I can offer them to you listeners. Excellent book. The updated, expanded version is better than ever. I think very, very highly of him and his work and his book and the survival blog that he's put together. You can spend a lot of time there because he archives a lot of stuff and has some excellent vendors. In fact, Freeze Dry Guy is a advertiser at Survival Blog also. So check it out, survivalblog.com. This coming holiday, we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The reason for the and all the commercialization that goes on, the retailers figured out a long time ago that this was a way for them to make lots of money by exploiting people's goodwill and wanting to enjoy their friends and family. And I have to admit they've done quite a good job of it. However, the reason for the season is the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ and the love that he brought to the world. That's the message of Jesus, is the message of love, pure and simple. A moment to reflect on that is a wise thing, in my opinion. It is absolutely a wise thing. This whole world of us, of ours, is one with plenty of misery, plenty of violent death, plenty of illness and so forth. The message of Jesus is a message of love. God did not cause the violence or the death or the misery. God is here to help us deal with these mostly man-made situations. Most of the human suffering in this world is a consequence of human matters. Greed and so forth is the root cause of most of these things. It doesn't have to be, but that's the way it is, and we have to deal with it. The call in number, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question or a comment, is 800-313-9443. I mentioned earlier about Professor McCanny having a special show this Thursday. I developed a personal relationship with Jim McCanny. He's a great guy. He is a credentialed scientist, not a make-believe, wannabe researcher. And what he brings to the table is scientific knowledge and scientific theories that are beyond compare, that you cannot access otherwise in the public sector. And open sources, as we sometimes refer to them in the intelligence community, open sources. Jim McCanny is the real deal. He's published a number of books. I encourage people to get all his books. I don't sell his books. Go to his website, jmccannyscience.com. There's a link from my website, theLibertyMan.com. Get all his books and his DVDs. Listen to his archives. Listen to his show live every week. I cannot say enough to tell how much I think of this man and his work. He is one of the few scientists living today who has the knowledge he has and will talk publicly about it. Dr. Harrington had some of this knowledge. Dr. Harrington announced he was going to the Antarctic with some equipment, some astronomical equipment, and observe the 10th planet, and lo and behold, 3 months later, he's dead of cancer, allegedly. Break coming up. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore, getting close to the end of the show here. And we've got Steve from Texas. Are you there, sir?
Can you hear me, Mr. Moore?
Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to say, I found another source for merino wool socks. It's unbelievably, though, it's Walmart. They're selling wool-rich, American-made socks, 88% merino wool,
really?
For about $8, and also a four-pack for for 15 of Rocky U.S. made, and they're only 13% wool.
That's at a brick and mortar store or Walmart online?
Well, just a regular Walmart, yeah.
Okay, and that's in the men's clothing?
Sporting goods.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, thank you for the heads up, Steve.
Yes, and have you heard of a book called Boston's Gun Bible by Boston Tea Party? What do you think of that book?
Well, I attempted to order it from Fred's M14s, and somehow the order got messed up. The reviews, I haven't read it, obviously. The reviews I've read have been excellent, and I look forward to getting a copy and reading it. Have you read it?
Parts of it. He's got some, he seems to like, he likes the 308 M14, but he seems to also like the AR-15s quite. He likes the 223, actually, over a 7.62x39, which was surprised me.
Well, it surprises a lot of us who've been in combat, quite frankly, but, he's entitled to his opinion.
And, one last question, if I could, real quick. What do you think? I've got a friend with the, who's kind of worried about the ammo supply dwindling. He's actually thinking about getting a flintlock muzzleloader. What is your opinion about can it get that bad? I mean,
well, ammunition is a bit more expensive is what's going to happen. Now, in a crisis, the government will stop sales of alcohol, ammunition, and guns. And that happened during the Los Angeles riots and so forth. So we're looking right now at a crisis in price, not a crisis in ammunition being available. A flinter, as a shooter sometimes call them, is certainly better than throwing a rock. And in the hands of a competent person, a flintlock rifle can be an absolutely devastating piece. It would not be my choice, however. I'd rather buy a couple of thousand rounds of ammo. You know, Carlos Hathcock, who was a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam with the most confirmed kills, did his shooting with less than 100 rounds of ammunition. He dispatched not quite 100 of the Viet Cong, North Vietnamese troopers with less than 100 rounds of ammunition. So it's a matter of skill, not so much a matter of having thousands of rounds of ammunition. So I would concentrate on being the best marksman rather than having to rely on having 10,000 rounds of ammunition in my storage.
Well, thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
And I might mention that Carlos Hathcock used a 100-year-old technology for most of that shooting, a bolt-action Remington rifle with a telescope designed by a former German sniper who I met while he was still alive, Mr. Unitril. And for some of those shots, Carlos was using a 50 caliber Browning machine gun with a telescopic sight. We are out of time. Merry Christmas to all of you. Remember the reason for the season. God bless you all. Have a wonderful, safe week, and I'll talk to you next week. With recent